So this is the last book of Toynbee before he died.
Yes.
And while he has made in other books.
What's the title of this book?
Mankind and the Mother Earth.
I see.
But in the other books.
Yes, he's a very good writer.
Very good, of course. He's an authoritative historian. His tribute has been said that he's one of the greatest historians of this century.
Exactly.
But he made some very, complimentary remarks to Islam in other books, Civilization at Trial.
That's right. Yes.
But here, he has made certain observations which even could be tenable by history, goes counter to the concepts of Islam. For he says that where it is true that in the beginning, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to weld the heterogeneous tribes of Arabia into a homogeneous community of the believers. But later on, the Arabs never had the same idea of Ummah, which later on developed it. The Arabs thought themselves...
He's quite right.
He said the Arabs thought themselves the first recipient of the message of Allah, of God, and then those non-Arabs were converted. First of all, Arabs tried to Arabize it. Wherever they went, Arabic language, he said they changed them completely, Arabized, completely in total. But the Persia refused to be Arabized in the sense that, language, they did not leave their language, their culture. And then he said that when they came, the Turks, and particularly the Mughals, gave the very devastating, stroke to the Muslims. And it was, but the Mughals, he says, they became Muslim later on. And then they were so converting into Islam so much that whereas the Arabs were calling the non-Arab Muslims as Mawali, they said, yes, you are, the message is universal of Islam, but the word, the concept of Ummah, he said, it developed later on, because they were called Mawali. But then the other majority of the non-Arabs became so much, and they were much more zealous about the, propagation of Islam, then they say, no, it is Ummah, and everyone is there on equal footing. No question of Mawali, that you are the friends of, it is a patronizing attitude. And that, he said, then came the idea, universal Ikhwatul Muslimin.
He's partially right. Mostly right, I should say, but here he is also wrong. When he says that the Arabs deviated from Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's instructions and practice after his demise, and then they started roaming about in various directions, finding their identity, which they could not find, not in every experience, the same identity emerged. But with different experiences, different identities emerged and they became into clash with each other and there was no concept of Ummah left. So they were a divergent people. But later on, when Islam spread farther and became larger and global, then the Arabs started conceiving a much wider concept of Ummah than ever before it was conceived. Is that the argument?
No, he said the concept of Ummah was proposed and propagated by the non-Arab Muslims.
That is also wrong. Because in the very first statement he has admitted that Ummah was created by Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which there was no geographical, racial difference involved, and whoever believed became one with him. He begins with that statement.
Yeah.
So what he should have said, was this, that through long experience, ultimately, the Ummah found its identity with the introduction of non-Arabs later on.
Yes, that's
and they rediscovered themselves to be the Ummah created by Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That statement would be the perfect, complete statement.
Yes. But the one thing he said that the Arabs discouraged the conversion of the Muslims. That because of the jizya.
This is wrong.
I can't understand how
this
the Arabs
is, this
puts
is wrong.
It.
This is wrong. In fact, Arabs remained in the forefront of the preachers, all the preaching movements for a long time to come. for the first few centuries, they played the leading role. And I have forgotten the title of the book, only recently published, in which for the first time, a very honest and serious attempt is made to dissociate the spread of Islam with the spread of the political power of Islam. And it is a very well documented book which presents exact facts from various periods of Islamic history, from various countries, that despite the fact that the Muslim rule was fully, firmly established for many hundred years in certain countries, yet the Muslims remained in minority. And no effort was ever made to convert people through the force of sword. And at the same time, there were parallel current movements along with the political flow. There were parallel movements of preachers who had absolutely no earthly power, and they continued preaching, and through preaching they continued converting people. And so he proves, I think it's, I don't remember the name of the author, but I have got, I may be able to lay my hand to it. If I get, I'll send you the book. But you can find out from some librarian any book recently within the last few years published on this title. I'm very bad at remembering the titles, yes, you know, and the names. But I remember the subject matter all right.
Uh-huh.
So this is what is proved in that book. And it's a very authentic presentation of facts. And the author who has worked it out is a Christian author. So you better have access to that book. You will find it very interesting.
Mm-hmm.